Hey, welcome back. Part two of our daily editorial for today, August 17th. I want to talk about the situation in Afghanistan in a macro sense. I spoke with one of my friends about this last night. He's a very, very avid supporter of Israel, as I know that Jim, you are also. I'm a supporter of Israel also. The Middle East is a quagmire right now. The reason it's a quagmire is because of the absolute, what's the word I'm looking? I'm going to use a nice word, enthusiasm that that the Muslims have. They believe that they are correct. Okay, they believe that they are correct. Somebody has to basically attempt to instigate being able to show that correctness so that they're not killing other people. Is that possible? No, I don't think so. But I'll tell you what is possible. I'm not sure that the United States belongs in Afghanistan, but I will say this. I'm sure Jim has an opinion on that. I want to make damn sure that we get our personnel out of there safely. You know what? And then let Israel take over. And you know what's going to happen then? When Israel, the Taliban and other terrorists are going to rue the day that Israel takes over, because they are much more, the Israelis are much more black and white than we are. It's basically a threat to them personally. Let's let them handle it. Jimmy, what do you think about that?
Well, Afghanistan's a long way from Israel, so the Israelis are going to really have a difficult time managing any issue there, and they certainly would, that would just inflame others. So I'm not sure that's actually the best answer. I do agree that the United States has been there way too long, and that we made some very early mistakes that we did not follow up with early in order to secure a better success in Afghanistan and then be able to exit. But once we were there, we broke it, we bought it. So we needed to do what was right. And we did not need a large footprint. We needed a very small footprint and basically a security assistance operation within even the embassy to maintain the support, even the air support, and to be able to do conduct special operations from their soil for against international terrorist organizations, which would have been very effective. Now that we're gone, that's gone. And what you're seeing now is the result of a very egocentric foreign policy by actually the US State Department. I served in four different embassies. And let me tell you, there's a vision of the world that many State Department employees want to impose on others. And let me give you an example. In the Middle East, how many people there support gay rights? None of these governments do. How many support gender ideology? But our State Department is pushing those types of agendas, raising the rainbow flag on the embassy steps. It's infuriating local populations. It's not just inspiring the Taliban, it's inspiring others to say, wait a second, what about our culture and our beliefs? And the State Department, in their hubris, continues to push those types of objectives. And it's absolutely a disastrous mistake. We have way too large of embassies overseas. We have way too many people that have a Washington, D.C. Beltway-centric liberal progressive ideology that conducts our foreign policy, which puts us into these circumstances. And then we have politicians that are not educated enough to understand the depths of the problems out there. And it's disturbing, disgusting, and actually we're seeing the ramifications of what I believe is the worst, most rapid loss of any major conflict in American history.
You know, I have to tell you, I agree 1,000% on that. And I wish the Brits and the French and the Americans realized that when Israel was created back in the 40s. Now, I have to say one thing about that. Israel basically needed a homeland. I agree 1,000%. The Jews needed a homeland, okay? There's an awful lot of them, and you can't just exclude them from everything. But that homeland had to be created with a coordinated effort that where land was basically given that land was due to. It's too late to do that now, but now that the frogs have been thrown into the water, for lack of better terms, we simply have to solve it. I agree with B, I agree with Moriarty, and everybody that the Israelis are very heavy-handed when it comes to their defense. But I would also say, if I were defending my home that I'm sitting in right now, you better believe I would be heavy-handed. So there you go there on that one. Any comments on that? Jimmy, what do you want to go into now?
Well, I think we've got to look at the future. We have to look at what the ramifications are of this Afghanistan pullout and this absolute failure of leadership by the Biden regime and its our military leaders. You're going to see the Chinese very rapidly take advantage of our weakness. In fact, I understand right now that they have announced a joint warfighting exercises off the island of Taiwan, off the coast of Taiwan, with live fire assault drills. They know that we are in a bad position right now. That's going to cause problems. We don't know what's going to happen with North Korea at this point. They've got some internal issues, but we do know that jihadists are going to flock to Afghanistan to reform a caliphate like they did in with ISIS. And
Exactly, exactly.
they're going to be able to have global capacity. And as this administration actually tries to buy off and negotiate with the Taliban, and that's what they're doing right now, they are paying the Taliban to give them access to the runway to fly people out in the evacuation. They're offering potential recognition of a government for them. This is probably the most unbelievable slap in the face to the really millions of Americans that have fought in Afghanistan in the last 20 years, and just an embarrassment in international politics. And as you inspire people that they feel that they can actually beat America with a small force and with under this regime, under the Biden regime, you're going to inspire many, many problems. And we're facing a massive amount of them right now with the COVID crisis, with inflation, with so many issues that are out there, with our border. These guys are unbelievably incompetent and just doing whatever they can based on a progressive ideology to undermine this nation.
I agree 1,000%. I'm very, very concerned that we have a strong progressive movement as we have in the United States right now. But I'm also bright enough to know I believe in democracy. I believe in doing the will of the people. If America simply wants to turn into a progressive nation, who am I to stop it? But you know what? I firmly believe that Americans do not want to live in a nation with a progressive philosophy. It is anti-religion, anti-Christianity, anti-Judaism, etc., etc. We cannot give in to people who the majority of Americans simply do not agree with. You guys, go ahead, Jim.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
It's anti-constitutional.
That's
They
right.
are pushing away the basic foundations of this nation of free speech. They are silencing people's voices out there. They are using Department of Justice to threaten people because of their beliefs and their an attempt to question what's going on with the COVID crisis. They are threatening people. I mean, the Department of Homeland Security just put out a memo saying that people that stand up against public health authorities may be domestic terrorists. This is like the Russians, like Putin did in the 1990s when he said "Terroristi were attacking everywhere" and took total control of their government. That's what these people are attempting to do. We cannot allow it to happen because it is against the Constitution. Those are the foundations of our government. That's what we have to stand up and defend.
That's exactly where I'd like your opinions on this. I want to get all of you folks, all of you involved in our site. There is strength in numbers. We have a very large number of very intelligent, well-informed, opinionated folks who are contributing. Come on, you guys. Come on and talk with Jimmy and I and give your opinions. You don't have to give your name. We're not requiring that whatsoever. I just want to tell you, the door is open to each and every one of you. Let's start today. Thanks, Jim.
You bet, Al.